Continue your educational journey online at Arizona State University. Recognized as the nation's most innovative university, ASU offers more than 300 programs online, all designed and taught by our award-winning faculty of researchers, scientists, inventors, and authors. Discover what sets us apart. Connect with an ASU enrollment advisor and explore a variety of financial aid and scholarship options, as well as how to transfer pre-existing credits. Visit asuonline.asu.edu. Every journey can use an experienced guide, and your educational journey is no different. At Arizona State University, we're with you from day one to graduation and beyond. Our 300-plus programs are designed specifically for online learning, with state-of-the-art technology and personalized support services to empower your success. Find your next journey at ASU, ranked number one in innovation for 8 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you with a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
The objectives of the left have changed. Remember the good old days when we used to value bipartisanship? I mean, even I at one point would value bipartisanship because, you know, it was this discussion of, well, the Republicans have one idea on how to get to this American objective. The Democrats have another idea on how to get to this objective. We may disagree, but the American objective was always the focal point, right? That's all changed. That's why I no longer wish to cooperate or collude with Democrats, because their agenda is decidedly anti-American. It's decidedly anti-prosperity, anti-security, anti-constitutional. And they're up there with their propaganda and their lies, trying to tell us that they're on the side of the angels when really they're doing Satan's work. Everywhere you turn. And if you're doing work for the Democrats, you are doing Satan's work. That's just the way it is. The very same political party that is now entrenched in the FBI that is targeting Catholics everywhere. The same so-called injustice system that puts up a Lutheran priest and books him for some sort of violation supporting Donald Trump was what he was guilty of in Fulton County, Georgia. And then he shows up and he's dressed as a man of the cloth, and then the morons of the New York Post decide to blast him for it. Oh, you show up in your religious garbs. Well, what the hell is he supposed to show up as? A regular guy? He's not a regular guy. He's being targeted like so many other people out there are for standing against left-wing extremists. So, look, I used to enjoy bipartisanship when it was, well, as long as we're getting to the same goal. We all agree we want to protect our borders. No, the Democrats don't agree anymore. So you shouldn't keep them in positions of power and authority, as 50 Republicans in the State House just voted to do. Yes, they voted to keep Democrats, the party that doesn't believe in border security, the party that is responsible for the growing sex slave trade into the United States. They want to put them in charge of border security on some committee. And 50 Republicans said, no, we got to keep them there. I don't want them there. They are absolutely against what is best for the people of Texas, against what's best for our people. Those same Republicans caved into Democrats, crossed the aisle, 60 of them, to join 61 Democrat socialists to impeach Ken Paxton. And they said, well, you know what? We're going to basically spring this on everybody with 2 days' notice. Past impeachments weren't conducted like that. They say, you're going to accept it. We tell you what to do. See, this strain of the Republican Party, the dictator strain, they're adopting too much from the Democrats. So I don't want them to collude with Democrats. I don't want them to team up with these sensibilities that are anti-democratic, that are anti-will of the people of Texas. The people of Texas decided on Ken Paxton. They saw the allegations against them. They weighed it and said, no, they're not real. And they're not. From all the information I've been given and the information I've seen, they're not credible. So now the people of Texas are starting to rise up. For example, Bandera County. The Republican Party in Bandera County has just censured Representative Andrew Murr. He's one of these individuals who were primarily responsible for railroading and ramrodding this impeachment through in the 11th hour at the end of the legislative session. So the people said, oh, you're full of crap. So thank you, Representative Andrew Murr, for letting us know that you're really an agent of the Democrat Party. And we're going to censure you and we're going to torpedo your chance of getting reelected. Unless you want to run as a Democrat, then, of course, you know, feel free to try that in that area of Bandera County. So Andrew Murr has been censured for his role. I'm going to expand more on that here in a minute. But there's some other stories out there. A Houston teacher accused of recording sex acts with his student. I mean, this is the status of GovEd, but those same Republicans, 24 Republicans, teamed up with socialists to deny parental school choice. If the parents of that sex abuse victim wanted to take their kids out of that school, they couldn't, because Republicans colluded and conspired with socialist Marxist Democrats to deny our people that choice. Republicans like Charlie Guerin. Now, what about the Marxists in communist China? What about the enemies of America in Mother Russia? What about the enemies of America in the People's Republic of Iran? Well, certain Republicans made sure that those countries could continue to buy land in the state of Texas. And I'm not sure why. I think it's a rather traitorous act that you would enable foreign enemies to get a foothold in America, to spy on our military installations and compromise our food supply. I think it's a traitorous act. But you know what? Todd Hunter never had to explain himself. Dustin Burroughs never had to explain himself. And Dade Phelan never had to explain himself. Why did you kill that? We just did. We never allowed Lois Kolkhorst's common sense bill to come over from the Senate and get voted on, because we knew it would pass. If it was up before the House, nobody in good conscience could say, nope, we've got to keep communist China buying land in Texas. Nobody would have voted that way. Even socialist Democrats would have been hard-pressed to vote against that. So they pressured their speaker, Dade Phelan, and they killed it. And in so doing, they left us vulnerable, which I cannot support. And I do not support those Republicans who place Democrats and getting along with Democrats and Democrats' power over the fidelity to their own voters. I can't sanction it. We talk more about this coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden: health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tucker Carlson's getting a wake-up call with his experience with Fox News. I've had a couple. When DirecTV stopped carrying Newsmax, I said to myself, self, why am I funding AT&T, DirecTV's parent company? So I made the switch to Patriot Mobile. I thought it was silly to send my money to those who were actively hurting me. I was also taught a very valuable lesson about independence, the foundational principles of the United States of America. And Patriot Mobile backs those values too: faith, freedom, prosperity. When you make the switch at patriotmobile.com/storm, you're supporting your values, you're supporting a company that gives millions of dollars to the causes that you and I support, and you're also helping your liberty-loving Latino's voice stay free and independent. You'll also get an industry-leading coverage guarantee and discounts for multi-line users, veterans, first responders, active military. Why fund the woke one day longer? Switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or just go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM to get free activation. Make the switch to Patriot Mobile.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Not every Republican wants to appease Democrats. There are conservatives who don't want to appease Democrats. However, non-conservatives who are in the Republican Party always seek to please Democrats over the will of their own voters. And we have a serious problem with several of this kind of Republican in name only, a rhino for short. Many of you would know that vernacular. What I would call them is just Democrats. Democrats in Republican disguise. Fake Republicans, in other words. Let me talk about these individuals with Scott Hommel. He is the chairman of the Lamar County Republican Party, and he is a candidate for District 1 in the Texas State House to replace the left-winger, Gary Van Dever. Hey, man.
Hey, how you doing, Chris? Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Doing well. His name always, I always struggle. I always want to say Vandiver, but no, it's Van Dever. Look,
it's Van Dever, but I refer to him as Van Democrat.
Yeah, because that's how the guy votes, and that's how the guy runs his. That's the level of trust he has. If you're voting for a Republican in District 1, you're actually voting for a Democrat who delivers for Democrats, who does his level best to thwart conservative agenda items. And I want to talk about that. Let's zero in, Scott, you and I, on the Murr censure. So Murr has been censured by his county, because his county Republicans, because he did a bad thing. He went after Ken Paxton in the most shady and irresponsible way. Many are saying it's illegal. So Bandera County says, okay, man, you want to behave like a Democrat? We're going to censure you and try our best to ruin your chance to get reelected. What's your take on this?
Well, it's absolutely 100% correct what they're doing in that county. If you look at the impeachment against Ken Paxton, it does not, by any stretch of the imagination, follow the Texas Constitution. And it's an absolute shame that we have trans-Publicans, Republicans, in name only, rhinos, whatever you want to call them, working this system against arguably the hardest fighting attorney general in the United States of America. If you look back, you know, Ken Paxton's the most successful attorney general suing Joe Biden and all his baloney stuff that he's tried to pull. But the fact that they did not follow our Texas Constitution is very, very scary.
Well, and then also consider this. There is an effort out there now to put pressure by these left-wing groups, to put pressure on Republican secretaries of state to kick President Trump off the ballot. Now, who would be the lead guy in Texas stopping that from happening? That would be Attorney General Ken Paxton. But now he's been sidelined by all of this.
Right, exactly. And in fact, just posted yesterday, the Attorney General of the state of New Hampshire is the first one. He's really trying to lead that cause. And I'm like, okay, that's about as constitutional as it can possibly get. But here in Texas, the fact that we had so many Republicans vote for the impeachment process, when they knew it was 100% unconstitutional, there's just so many angles about it. You know, if you follow Texas Code 665.001, where it begins, then you get all the way down to Texas Code 665.081. It literally, the problem is, Chris, is that what they're accusing him of, A, they don't have the evidence. He was never allowed to present his case back forth. But everything that they're accusing him of was known prior to the 2022 election, to where he received more votes basically in Texas than anybody. So they're basically telling the Texas voters, we don't care what you think. Even as quoted by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, this is not a criminal case here. It's literally 100% political. And Texans need to be aware of this. Like I've said before in our private conversations, it's like that red onion. As I peel this red onion back, I realize it's not so red on the inside.
Yeah, absolutely true. And, you know, I'm hearing that this is because, as you know, the Speaker of the Texas House is elected by a Faustian bargain with bought off so-called Republicans, and an overwhelming number of Democrats elect this speaker. So the Democrats have told him that they want Ken Paxton's scalp for his challenge to the 2020 election, pointing out that Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan did not follow their election laws. For that sin, for pointing out that they did not follow their laws, they want him gone. Scott Hommel is our guest, folks. He's chairman of the Lamar County Republican Party. And I want to talk about this rash of censures that we're seeing across the state. They censured Tony Gonzalez. They've censured, several counties have censured Dade Phelan. Last cycle, we had Chris Patty, who had his local Republicans censure him, and that led to him going into becoming a lobbyist. So I'm sensing a seismic shift from we, the people, who say, oh, if you're a Republican, you want to get up there and kiss the nearest butt cheek of a Democrat, that's all well and good, but you're going to be censured and we're going to throw you out because we don't want that agenda. Are you sensing and seeing the same thing?
Absolutely, 100%. People in this the state are really waking up to what's going on. And I think what really got the ball rolling is when people realized that here we are, the state of Texas, our House is controlled by Republicans, yet term after term, our Speaker of the House, Dade Phelan, was appointing Democrat chairs to our subcommittee.
Yeah.
And people have to remember, and let's not just look at this past legislative process where so many bills just got held up, thrown away, tossed out, didn't even get looked at. But let's go back during the COVID situation when those Democrat chairs decided to hop on an airplane, fly to Washington, and literally shut Texas down in our legislative process.
Yep.
What was going on. That's when it was, wait a minute, we're putting Democrat chairs in our subcommittees, and these people are voting for this. And yeah, Dade Phelan, he raises a ton of money.
I know.
And he goes and he donates a ton of money to people he wants their vote.
Speaker Phelan been a conservative, the response to Democrats and socialists and Marxists who fled Texas would have been a punishment. You don't get to abandon your post and then get rewarded when you come back. And I think that the consensus is in that Speaker Dade Phelan's punishment to the Democrats, what, they had one Democrat who lost his pro tem chairmanship, and then they went from 13 Democrat chairs to 9. That was their punishment. And frankly, I found that to be very weak tea. You?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's, his way of saying, we have to appease the true Republicans in the state, so I'll cut down the amount of chairs that we have allocated to our Democrat friends. And here's another thing that's kind of gotten under the radar here, Chris. There is a Southern Border Advisory Council mm-hmm. in the state of Texas. Gary Van Diver, my opponent, as well as many others, recently voted to keep Democrats on our Border Security Advisory Council.
Yep.
And you know, Democrats are all about open borders. Why do we have them on our Border Security Council?
Now, it wasn't just Gary Van Diver who did this. 49 other Republicans voted to make sure the Democrats who believe in open borders, who believe in facilitating illegal aliens to come in here and rape 11-year-old little girls and then kill them, then stuff them under their own bed, that the Democrat Party that stands for that illegality and butchery to our own people, that the 50 Republicans voted to keep them on this committee. And it just boggles the mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes no sense. And also, when you go back to that, let's go back to the guy that did all that bad stuff now, or even mass murderers. A bunch of our Republicans voted against keeping the death penalty for mass murderers in Texas.
It's amazing. It's amazing to watch. These people are not doing the will of the people of Texas. They're doing the will of the Democrat Party. And that's, I believe, disqualifies them as Republicans. And I'm gratified to see the grassroots, you know, coming up, censuring through these Republican Party chairs and these chapters. Guys like Charlie Guerin, guys like Dustin Burroughs or Todd Hunter, or in this case, Mr. Murr. But look, you were one of the first, I think, the first county chairman in Texas after John Cornyn's omnibus vote that basically left our borders wide open and facilitated us, our taxpayer dollars, facilitating more illegal immigration.
Yes, I was the first county chairman to write a letter of demand of his resignation immediately, to which other counties followed suit with. But John Cornyn, back in the day, 2012 or whenever, he may have been, you know, Big Tex, may have been Big John. His voting record back then is completely different than it is now. And here's the sad part about John Cornyn right now. with everything that's going on our border here in Texas, he's dead silent. With everything that's going on with Ken Paxton and how it's just going literally against the Texas Constitution, dead silent. When you talk about Mayorkas and everybody else that has to do with the border, again, John Cornyn is silent. You know, I've mastered the Where's Waldo game, but I'm telling you, Chris, I have not been able to find John Cornyn. John Cornyn?
See, now you are a party chairman who comes on the radio and talks like this about those who have stabbed our people in the back. John Cornyn has betrayed everyone, Democrat, Republican, Independent in Texas with his voting record. Now, look, my question to you is, why aren't county chairmen, why aren't they like you? Why do I have to go searching? I've got to knock on the door of the Houston Republican Party. I've got to knock on the door of the Dallas and the Tarrant County Republican Party. It's like, guys, you've got a Republican Party. You've got planks you're supposed to live up to. These cats aren't living up to them. Why are you so proactive and all the rest of them are just, you know, getting their cocktail party invitations and abandoning We the People? What is responsible for that?
Lack of, I personally think, as I go back to that onion, yes, there are county chairs that are Republicans, and I don't necessarily think all of them really follow what their job description is. Now, we don't get paid, and that's not why I do it, because it is what it is. I do it because I'm passionate about the state of Texas and protecting us and making sure that we stay a conservative, Christian-based state. But some of these Republican county chairs, they just don't really care. And I look and I see how they act, and I've been in meetings with a bunch of different ones and Zoom calls and stuff, and there's a lot of complicit establishment type. I don't want to, shake the I don't want to boil the water and let it boil over type kind of Republican chairs that just want to sit back and say that I'm the county chair, but not get involved and do their job, and that is to encourage and enhance our Republican Party, to make sure that as Republicans, Chris, I said, why is it at the Republican Party convention we have a legislative priorities and a platform and rules? If we have elected officials that we, as county chairmen, leaders of our Republican Party in our own counties, can't hold these elected officials accountable, we're not doing our job to our voters.
Yeah. I think that's that. See, and that is from the county chair level to everybody who calls themselves a Republican. There is something that's supposed to go with that. Republican is supposed to mean something. It doesn't anymore, because when you have Ted Cruz, who can be a Republican, and John Cornyn, who can also be a Republican, the name Republican is meaningless because those two individuals are diametrically opposed. One, John Cornyn delivers for Democrats. The other one opposes Democrats. So
right.
I guess I want you to speak to, and the last question here, Scott, is the importance of the Republican Party at all levels. And I think we have a good chairman in Matt Rinaldi who is trying to make sure that the name Republican means something again. And to your point, the grassroots show up to these conventions and they put in these platforms and these planks. And then guys like Dade Phelan and guys like the 24 individual so-called Republicans who joined with Marxists to kill parental school choice, they do their own thing. They don't really, they despise and hate us. So there's got to be a standard you have to live up to, or else you're out. You're out of the party, and you're no longer, you're censured and you're persona non grata. How important is it that the Republican Party means something again in the future?
It means a lot. A whole lot. And here's, when you look at the grassroots organizations we have in this state, some are a little bit more to the right than others, but here's the bottom line. I love grassroots organizations. I think they do a tremendous job in getting the word out and especially, what they stand for and everything. But at the end of the day, some of these grassroots organizations have to realize they have to start working with the Republican Party. Because the Democrats love watching us with our what we call internal divide, where some of these grassroots organizations aren't necessarily in favor of what Republicans do, but they call it out afterwards. We have to try to get these grassroots organizations to work with the Republican Party. If not, we're going to be behind the eight ball here pretty quick.
Well, my opinion is these grassroots organizations have to take over their local Republican parties. That's you use their infrastructure, vote them out, vote these Democrat butt kissers out, and then you get these conservative individuals in charge of the Republican Party apparatus in the state of Texas. And then all of a sudden, Karl Rove goes away. All of a sudden, George W. Bush and his family goes away. All of a sudden, John Cornyn goes away when being a Republican means something again. Yes?
Right. And then, like you said, that's perfect. Whereas the grassroots organizations are trying to push things at a state level. If they really want to start making a change, like you said, then they got to come in and they've got to find people they can run for county chairs that are definitely. Chris, I'm a Republican. I'm a registered Republican, but I'm actually a conservative who votes Republican.
Mm-hmm.
So these grassroots organizations, that's where they can make the most impact. Getting involved at the local level first, and that pushes everything up. Okay, it's just politics are just the opposite of taxes. If you lower it for the rich and trickle down, no, we have to trickle it up and push it up.
Yep.
And that's where it really works.
Scott Hommel, everybody. He's chairman of the Lamar County Republican Party, and he is a candidate for District 1 in the Texas House to replace the left-winger Gary Vandiver. And you know what, Mr. Vandiver, you're more than welcome to come on this program and discuss your race. Speaker Dade Phelan has put the kibosh on coming onto this program and answering for what he has done. So I imagine his left-wing lieutenants are also going to not boycott this program, but that's okay. Scott, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me on today, Chris. God bless you.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Visit a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com, that's number one. That's where you find the brand new documentary, The Texas Heist. It is well worth watching. Not only is it instructional about the history of Texas, which many Texans could benefit from, but those of you outside of Texas, be on the lookout for the similar dynamics basically from your Republican Party in your state. Be on the lookout for this stuff and head it off of the pass. Also pay a visit, if you will, to the brand new ChrisSalcedo.com. When you're there, you can find the Chris Salcedo Show social media hookups. That's where you find us on places like Twitter, places like Truth Social and others, Getter and Rumble and all that stuff. It's all there for you. Plus, you can drop me an email and a voicemail and track down the Chris Salcedo shows on KSEV and on Newsmax TV. So, until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Owning a business is tough. Fortunately, there's Insperity to help me with HR administration, compliance, and more, so my employees can thrive and my business can grow. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Hamburglar, the time is yours.
Bravo, bravo.
He said, these are McDonald's best burgers ever. And then, can I keep them? And then he just grabbed them and ran away.
Bravo.
Right now, enjoy two double cheeseburgers and a basket of our world-famous fries for just $8. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Comparison to prior classic burgers.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.